Why over here? The question is, why imkev, if imkesev, if loaning a person money is an obligation, then why is it says if, when? It should say you have to. What, the raccoons out there? The raccoons used to come during this year. A Gilgal. So they point out, so that's the pshat, is you should do it like it's im. In other words, when you do it by other machavero, you're helping your friend in need, you shouldn't do it like I have to, you should do it because you want to. It's the famous Sri Deish by Purim, by the mitzvah of Mishalach Manas. So the kasha is, why don't we make a bracha on Mishalach Manas? It's a mitzvah drabanan. So there are many answers. So one answer of the Sri Deish is because he works with the opinion of the Manas Halevi. What's the purpose of Mishalach Manas? Is to make shalom, is to make peace. Someone you had a run-in with, or you want to enhance a friendship, you're doing it to enhance a friendship. So the effort, how does it look? Wait a second, Hashem, God's making me do it, here's the Mishalach Manas, you know? That's not going to make too many friends, or like this, they always say over, you know, a new Achasin and Kala, they just got married, or just, and I guess they got into the first fight. I guess, I don't know if it was the first night, or waited a couple of weeks, whatever it was. And they, so the Talmud went to the Mashkiach. He told Mashkiach, such silly things, you go to the flower store, go pick up your wife some flowers. So of course, he got the whole conversation. My Mashkiach said, I have to buy you these, so he throws the flowers at her. You think that's going to help Shalom Bayis?
Yeah, betul. Yeah.
So obviously, so therefore, when it comes to Adam Chavero relationships, you got to do it. You got to show it, not because someone told you to do it. Maybe that's why you should be doing it. But once you're doing it, you got to do it to make the person feel good. That's the concept of Adam Chavero. And if emotion is not enough, if we have the Chazan Ish, I know. And I'll give you B'nai Brak and Yerushalayim, because I know you just came back from Eretz Yisrael. The Chazon Ish even says stronger. He says, not only, he agrees with Rav Moshe, not only should you do it because you care about your friend, but if you do it because Kach Siva Hashem, it's Megaeres HaMitzvah, it's going to take, you're going to imagine, he says, you know what, I've been looking all day to find someone who's sick. I want to do halavai, finally. You're like a lulav. You're a chefza show mitzvah. And now I can, let me find someone who lost a parent. So I could do nicham aveilam. That takes away from them. If you're distreating, and the person knows. Some people know, like you come, you're interested, you're only coming because it's bichacholam. So you're not coming for me, you're coming to get lost. I don't want you coming to visit me, like a my cheshbon. So he says it takes away. If your motivation is not to make the sick person feel better, then don't even go. It's not even neutral. It's negative. And Rav Yashav has the same yisod also. Rav Yashav, the Gemara says in Kiddushin about, we know the mitzvah of Kivat Avim, well, it says it in the Torah, but the Gemara in Kiddushin elaborates on it. So the Gemara has a mice, I think could be in Kedushin, maybe it's school, and also a person, the parent told them to go up on the ladder and do Shiluach HaKan. Shiluach HaKan is both mitzvahs, the two mitzvahs in the Torah with a guarantee, or they make a haftacha, arichas yamin. So of course this guy's going to live forever. Going after he does Shiluach HaKan, he falls off the ladder and dies. The Gemara says, what's going on here? So one person became an apikoris, whatever, but so apparently, obviously, the Torah doesn't mean Olam Hazeh, means Olam Haba. That's the Gemara. So come with the long Rebbe Yashar and say, what's the Raya? What do you mean? Maybe he did Kivat Avim, but he didn't have Kavana. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana, and therefore he didn't do Kivat Avim. That's why he died. Elovim, we see that, no, you don't need Kavana but Kivat Avim. Or you don't need the Kavana of Kach Siva Hashem. You do it because you want to make your parents happy. That's why you do it. So on one hand, it seems to be clear then. We have Rav Moshe, we have Rav Yashav, the Chazon Ish, we covered America and Israel, that you do Ben Adam and Chavero, it's an Avas Chesed, like Avram Avinu. On the other hand, we have two other great poskim, or two great rabbis. We have the Arach HaShochan and the Chafetz Chaim on the other hand. The Arach HaShochan in Kivat Avim, he says not only when it comes to Ben Adam Lamakom, Arach HaShochan, he says you do kach siva Hashem, you do even by beyanim l'chaveiro. In fact, the pasuk says by kaved esadiv. Why? Kashi has sivcha Hashem. That's why some say dafka. You know, I would think I'm gonna honor my parents because I owe them so much. No, but then if you're doing it for that reason, when they tell you to machal Shabbos or do something wrong, you'll listen. If you're doing kivud aveim because you owe your parents so much, if they tell you to do an aveira, then maybe you should listen. So, and the Chafetz Chaim says it all the time by paying workers. At the end of the Uber driver, Uber you can't because you pay up front, but on a taxi driver, you should have kavanah when you're paying, or a poel, when you're paying, have a mind, you get like whatever, he has a whole list of mitzvahs you say. So the Chafetz Chaim and Aruch HaShulchan seem to go with, you should do even bit other mechaveiro, kach siva Hashem. So the problem, what do we do here? In other words, according to the Chazon Ish, if you do that kavanah, you're making the mitzvah worse. According to the other ones, you don't get to. So how do we reconcile? What do we have? We're always looking for shalom, especially in B'dam HaChaver. Let's try to make shalom between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chafetz Chaim. They have shalom. And of course, that's always, they lived at the same, you know, that's what they discuss. The Aruch HaShulchan was the Posek Hador. The Chafetz Chaim was the Chassid Hador. That's why I had a couple people told me, my uncle spoke to Rav Moshe, and I heard it in the name of Rav Hinkin as well, in a dispute between, here they agree, but in a dispute between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chafetz Chaim, you go with the Aruch HaShulchan because he's giving you Psak Halacha, he's giving you Ikar HaDin Halacha, the Chafetz Chaim is giving you Chumras. So obviously when they both, so basically what you're saying is you never follow the Mishnah Berurah, because you mean when they agree, that's when I'll follow the Mishnah Berurah, I only follow them. So obviously not everyone agrees to Rav Hankin and Rav Moshe, because I know there are people who follow the Mishnah Berurah. Some people call him the Posek Acharon. So either way, you have two grades. So what's a possible? How do we possibly reconcile? So what is the source of Edam HaChaveiro? So really, there we could find two basic sources for the mitzvahs Edam HaChaveiro. There's one V'ahavta L'reicha Kamocha. That's one of the classics. On the other hand, there's another pasuk, v'halachta v'idracha, that we learn now from this pasuk, we have to follow, we have to get close to God. We'll get burned up. No, so it doesn't mean literally, we follow the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This way God is merciful, we have to be, this way God does bikur cholim, like this week, we got to do bikur cholim. This way God does nicham aveilim, this way God does tfura. So we have to do acts of imitation, we do a God. So my nafkamina, between those two sources. It's two sources because there are two aspects of Edam HaChaveiro. There's the one doing the Edam HaChaveiro and there's one receiving it. So like for instance, so let's say there's by tzedakah. So there's different parts of Edam HaChaveiro. So let's say you're walking down the street, you drop $20 out of your pocket without knowing it. But it's your lucky day, an ani picks it up, a poor person picks up the money. Do you get the mitzvah of tzedakah? So we say yes. Well, I have no idea. I didn't even know I did the mitzvah. And yet, exactly. And yet we're still saying, so there's a result-oriented aspect. So the hafta l'reicha kamocha is doing good for someone, whether you have kavan or not. So therefore, that you fulfill anyway. But clearly, the halakhta bedrachav is the mitzvah on me. I have to become godlike. I have to become a good person. So how do I do that?
Chesed.
So to speak, I'm doing chesed for me. I'm going to the hospital because I care about the guy on the bed. Is I know if I go, I'll make myself a better. Every time you do good deeds, so they're both true. In other words, it depends which aspect we're talking about. The aspect of the halakhta bedrachav is more focused on the person doing it. I want to become, and that's what we learned from Avram Ravino. Gedola hachnosis arka mikabola tzpnei hashchina. Avram realized the secret, you know, how do you become closer to God? Do I come closer to God through davening, through speaking to God? Or do I come closer to God by acting, following in his ways? That's what we're saying. Gedola hachnosis arka is you want to know what God thinks. Go ahead and follow his ways. Go do bikur cholim, do hachnosis arka, and that's the yisod. So to summarize, we had the first yisod that we learned Gedola Hachnosis Arkham, Mikabalos Mayashkina from Avram Avinu. Mm-hmm. How did Avram learn it? We said he learned it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the first time he was able to see in the middle of the Nevuah. And secondly, the major Yisod, how do we get to Avas Chesed? So on one hand, we have Ramosha. We have Ramosha's Rayas from, you know, with the Rambam in Shmona Prakim. We had Im Kesef Tavez Ami. We had the Chazon Ish, it takes away. You're taking away. You're not making the person feel better. It's a negative if you're doing it. And we have Rabbi Yashav, and we had the Chafetz Chaim and the Aruch HaShulchan and the Sinitzim Duvi Kos Kapsi V'Hashan. So perhaps when it comes to Valacha B'drachav, it's more of a focus on God's telling me God wants me to be a good person. He wants me to follow in His ways. That's something. So even though I did the mitzvah of tzedakah, it didn't have any impact on me because I didn't even know I did it. But mitzvahs of chesed, that's to become a better person. So that's more of a mitzvah, that's more of following in God's way. So perhaps those are the two aspects of Ben Aron Chavero, and it's not enough just to do chesed, it's avas chesed. I think they say from the Vorka Rebbe, he was known for his great Ben Aron Chavero. And yet I think when they spoke to his son, or during, so what's one pasuk that defines your father? So he said, "The Ahavta Hashem Alchacha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafsho," a pasuk of Avas Hashem. So they didn't get it. What do you mean, Avas Hashem? But how did he get to Chesed? It's only through Avas Hashem. He wanted to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that led him to the Chesed. Like I say, the story with the Chafetz Chaim. They asked his son during Shiva, said, "Tell me, what was the midah of your father? Give me one midah." And he thought for a while. He said, "He didn't have. There wasn't one midah. I can't say he was calm. I can't say he was harsh. I can't say this. His midah was whatever the situation, the man, like Avram Avino, wherever God tells me I'm going, whatever midah needed at the time. Sometimes you need tough love. Sometimes you have to be Baal Rachamim. That was the midah of Chafetz Chaim. That's the midah of Avram Avino. That's why it's Atoya Dati. Up until now he had Avas Hashem. But now Atoya, now that I see he's willing to give up his son, so then now I see also as Yiras Hashem. So that's the Yisod of Avram Avinu. And throughout Sefer Bereishis, and the Sif calls it Sefer HaYashar, when you want to become a Yashar, you follow the Avos around.